The trial of the man accused of masterminding the 1998 Omagh bombing is underway in Dublin, Ireland. The key prosecution witness is an American double agent working for the FBI and the British MI5 intelligence services. Marianne Maguire reports from Dublin.
Michael Mackevich is the first person to appear in court charged with directing terrorism. This charge was brought in after the Omagh bombing, one of the worst in Northern Ireland's history. Hundreds were injured and 28 people died. The attack was claimed by the so-called Real Irish Republican Army, a dissident group opposed to the peace accord. But Mackevich himself is not the centre of attention, as all eyes focus on another man. That man is David Rupert, the key prosecution witness. Rupert is a double agent who worked for the FBI as well as the British MI5 intelligence services. A spy, he infiltrated the Real IRA by posing as a wealthy businessman. During his first day of the trial, the court heard claims that Rupert had so far received $1.5 million for his undercover work. Eamon Malley, author and political commentator, explains why he is attracting so much attention.
What is extraordinary about this particular man, David Rupert, is he's a man perceived to be disassociated as such from the Irish diaspora, the Irish way of life. And here he is giving evidence against Irish people, etc. And the fact that he was able to penetrate and got away with it is what is so remarkable. And it is the touch of the spy thriller, the espionage.
In the past few days, Rupert has told the court how Mackevich told him that it was a pity there were no suicide bombers here. He was also allegedly told that the Real IRA had recruited an ex-French Foreign Legion weapons expert as an agent who would be used if a plot was hatched to murder the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair. But the trial also has a very political resonance. Details emerging are being interpreted in various quarters as proof of America's dedication to helping the peace process and combating paramilitary violence, Eamon Malley explains.
It demonstrates to what extent and to what lengths the American administration was prepared to go to get on top of the dissident Republicans.
Many, such as Malley, believe Rupert's story shows Washington's commitment to preserving peace in Northern Ireland.
The American administration had invested so heavily in bringing the IRA's campaign to a close, President Clinton and the entire American administration. And it seems to me that the new administration was determined, as far as it could, to get on top of any rival Republican organization emerging on the island of Ireland.
The trial is expected to continue in the coming days, and with it, more revelations on the work of America's top spy in Ireland. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in Belfast.